Imagine a game show called Make the Connection. The challenge is to listen to a list of items and name their common denominator as quickly as you can. The host begins the list with Elton John, Bonnie and Clyde, the Eagles, Steve Martin. The host continues, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Deliverance, Andy Griffith. A contestant who happens to know a little bit about bluegrass rings in.
It's the Dillards, Alex. They're all tied to the Dillards.
We're the Dillards, and we're all from Salem, Missouri, which I know you've all heard of.
And we're all hillbillies. I thought I'd better tell you that because you probably thought we were the Budapest String Quartet.
In 1962, the original Dillards, with brothers Douglas and Rodney Dillard, along with bandmates Dean Webb and Mitch Jane, left their home in Salem, Missouri, seeking to make a living playing bluegrass and headed not to Nashville, but to Los Angeles, California. Within a week or so after their arrival there, the Dillards landed a contract with Elektra Records, which led to the first of what would be six guest appearances on the Andy Griffith Show as the Darling Family.
We got enough money that we could get in the car and drive to L.A. And that's what we did. And that's what started the whole deal.
Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Rodney Dillard is the sole surviving member of the original Dillards, and the whole deal to which he refers included big label recording contracts, concerts at clubs and colleges around the country and overseas, major motion pictures, and guest performances on television programs like The Judy Garland Show, The Dean Martin Show, The Johnny Cash Show, American Bandstand, and, of course, the Dillards' reoccurring role as the Darling Family on the Andy Griffith Show. Rodney Dillard remembers auditioning for Andy Griffith.
Got the job on the Andy Griffith Show because they put a blurb in Variety magazine that says, Elektra Records signs these guys from the Ozarks who play this weird kind of music. So we went over there to Desi Lou Studios, auditioned, and Andy said, ah, bluegrass, huh? Pulled up their chairs and sat down and said, show us what you got. So we went into, believe it or not, Reuben's Train.
Oh, Reuben made a train and he put it on the track. He ran it to the Lord knows where. Oh, me, oh, my. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
And about halfway through it, he slapped his knee and says, that's it. Of course, I thought he was throwing us out. He says, where are you going? You got the job. We were supposed to do one show. And there were so many cards and letters and things that we did to do one a year because we had gotten very busy at that point. But we started working the major clubs in L.A.
The Dillards would perform regularly at the Ash Grove nightclub in Los Angeles and the Mecca, where they would record the album Live Almost, released by Elektra Records in 1964.
We got privies down home. I don't know if you know what those are. If not, lots of luck. They're a little, kind of a little pine shed, usually, which sits about 100 yards out behind the house in the Ozarks, which in the wintertime is, of course, 100 yards too far. But in the summertime, it's about 100 yards too near.
Mitch, being a storyteller and a writer, knew how to, at that time, tell a story. So when we brought the humor back from a rural standpoint that wasn't crass, all of a sudden we started getting these audiences that weren't bluegrass or country audiences.
At the root of the Dillards' success and the reason they were such an influence to bands like The Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the Eagles, and even Steve Martin, was their musicianship. They were solid singers, pickers, writers, and arrangers. With an orchestra behind them, Rodney and Douglas Dillard, along with their friend Glenn Campbell, recorded the soundtrack for Warren Beatty's film Bonnie and Clyde. In 1963, the Dillards included the instrumental they called Dueling Banjos on their first album, Back Porch Bluegrass, and 9 years later, Eric Weisberg would use that same arrangement for the film Deliverance. And Sir Elton John, who says the Dillards' 1968 album Wheat Straw Sweet remains one of his favorite recordings, invited the Dillards to open for him on his first North American tour.
He was very nice to us. He was very gracious. And, you know, a lot of people, when you open for people, they say, well, you don't do this and you don't do that. But he just let us go. And I remember him in Cincinnati, one of the big arenas, him coming out with us on the end of the show and singing. We did the sing-along, Somebody Touch Me, and he came out singing with us.
All of this background information about the Dillards leads us to today, August 21st, 2020, and the release of the Dillards' 17th album, Old Road, New Again. 11 cuts available as a digital download through AirPlay Direct from Pinecastle Records.
This old road was blazed in glory. This old road has always been. Now when someone tells the story, this old road is new again. This old road is new again.
Rodney Dillard says this new album by the Dillards, Old Road, New Again, serves as a bookend to 1968's Wheat Straw Sweet.
And I'll tell you why. Because I have the same experience, I guess emotionally, or whatever that thing is in your creative head, if I have one, or maybe I'm just nuts. But to me, that's where my career really began, to me, was Wheat Straw Sweet. That was the blossoming, if you will, of the Dillards spearheading some of the efforts of the country rock scene back there in the 60s. Wheat Straw Sweet was a vision I had. I wanted to add that rural feel, and I wanted to get that across with that feel, that kind of rural America, and cross over somewhat with a couple of other tunes.
One of those crossover tunes on the new album is the early 1960s Dillard's classic, The Whole World Round, arranged for the 21st century and Old Road New Again, with help from Newgrass revivalist Sam Bush.
Fiddle and a bow and the firelight's glow, you can hear that lonesome sound. I'll leave behind my trouble and mine and go the whole world round.
The Dillards of today are Rodney and Beverly Dillard, Gary Smith, Tony Ray, and George Giddens. Special guests on Old Road, New Again include great musicians who were influenced and inspired by the Dillards, Don Henley and Bernie Ledden of the Eagles, Ricky Skaggs, Sharon and Cheryl White, Sam Bush, and Herb Peterson, who was a member of the Dillards from 1968 to 71.
I just appreciate everybody who went out of the way to be a part of this. I wanted certain people on it. I didn't want it to be something where I piled a bunch of names on it just to try to sell a record. I picked the people who I had tremendous respect for their writing talents and their singing talents, people I truly, truly respected and as I say, knew them before they were famous. And that's why, you know, they were so gracious enough to come and be a part of that with me.
Rodney Dillard speaking to us by telephone from his home here in the Ozarks about the Dillards' latest album, Old Road, New Again, released today through AirPlay Direct by Pinecastle Records. Hard copy CDs are expected from Pinecastle sometime in September, but cuts from this fine recording can be heard Saturday nights on KSMU's Seldom Heard Music. The original Dillards, with Rodney and Douglas Dillard, Mitch Jane, and Dean Webb, were inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Association Hall of Fame in 2009 by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band founding member John McEwen, who said, if not for the Dillards, there wouldn't have been a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. For Ozarks Public Radio Station KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.
Amber waves of grain. They set out for greener pastures. The birds, they saw them run. The eagles followed after as they ran into the sun.
This old road was blazed in glory. This old road has always been. Now when someone tells the story, this old road is new again. This old road is new again.